This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Police in the U.S. say 11 heavily armed, self-professed militia members were arrested near Boston Saturday, ending an overnight standoff that shut down a major interstate at the start of the Independence holiday weekend. Local media identified them as members of the quote-unquote Rise of the Moors, a group that does not recognize American laws but claims to be peaceful. The encounter began early Friday when a Massachusetts state trooper saw two cars stopped in a breakdown lane with groups of men armed with rifles and pistols standing around, according to police. The group, whose self-professed leader told officers the men were traveling from U.S. states Rhode Island to Maine for some so-called training, scattered into nearby woods off Interstate 95 after police asked them for their identification and gun permits. Demolition workers are planning to bring down the rest of a partially collapsed condo building in South Florida ahead of an approaching storm that is heightening concerns the structure could come down on its own. A top Miami-Dade fire official says the plan is to demolish the remainder of the building on Sunday, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says it is structurally unsound and bringing it down will protect rescuers. The confirmed death toll from the collapse late last month rose to 24 Saturday with the discovery of two more bodies in the rubble. The Canadian military says it's on standby Saturday to help evacuate towns and fight more than 170 wildfires fueled by a record-setting heat wave and tinder dry conditions. At least 177 fires are active in western British Columbia, 76 of them sparked in the last 2 days, according to fire officials. Most were caused by intense lightning storms. A British Columbia Wildlife Service official told public broadcaster CBC there were about 12,000 lightning strikes on Friday. This is VOA News. A Syrian war monitoring group says 7 children were among 9 civilians killed by regime artillery fire on Saturday in Syria's last major rebel stronghold of Idlib in the country's northwest. The shelling also wounded around 15 others, according to the Syria Observatory for Human Rights. Saturday's death toll is one of the highest since an international ceasefire came into force in March 2020, but there are frequent violations of the truce brokered by regime ally Russia and rebel backer Turkey. Russian warplanes have pounded the southern Idlib region over the past weeks in tandem with artillery shelling by regime forces, according to the monitor. The war in Syria has killed nearly 500,000 people since it started in 2011 with the brutal repression of peaceful demonstrations. Afghan officials Saturday claimed hundreds of Taliban fighters have been killed in battles with government forces across several areas of Afghanistan as Washington announced it would finish withdrawing its troops from the country by the end of August. All U.S. and NATO troops Friday vacated their main Bagram airbase from where the coalition forces led operations for 2 decades against the Taliban and their al-Qaeda allies. The Afghan Ministry of Defense said Saturday over the past 24 hours, more than 300 Taliban fighters were killed in fighting with government forces, including many in airstrikes. There have been fears Afghan forces would struggle without the air support that the U.S. has provided. The Taliban rejects the government's claims. Both sides often exaggerate each other's casualties, and their claims are difficult to independently verify. But since May 1st, when the U.S. military began its final withdrawal of about 2,500 troops, the two warring sides have clashed fiercely along across the rugged countryside as peace talks between them have faltered. And thousands of people took to the streets of Burkina Faso on Saturday, demanding a stronger response to rising jihadist bloodshed after a massacre last month killed more than 130 people. The landlocked West African country has faced increasing attacks by jihadist groups linked to al-Qaeda or the Islamic State since 2015. It was the first march organized by the opposition and civil society groups since President Christian Kabore was re-elected last year. Burkina Faso's president had asked the organizers to postpone the march, but the country's opposition leader welcomed a, quote, huge mobilization across the country despite government calls for a boycott. He claims during Kabore's first term, there were officially more than 1,300 deaths and 1.2 million internally displaced people. He says he fears the second term will be worse than the first. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.